Okay, so it's getting that right hand chord from going off beat, isn't it? Straight on the beat there. Just come in again two bars before on that final line. Okay, just do the bass line. 3, 4. E flat, isn't it? That felt good. Do that one more time. Good. The main thing with the left hand is really just make sure there's that definite precise placement of the fifth finger. I think if the thumb is a little bit sort of. Not quite so clear, I think that's absolutely fine. Just make sure you've got that. Just play those five notes with your fifth finger. B flat, A flat, G, F sharp, F. Good. Now put the off beats in with your thumb as well. That's good. And then we'll put the right hand on top. Two bars before it comes in. Down. Okay, let's try and do that bit. Just go from that same bit, but I'll play it with you. 2, 3, 4. Nearly. Go on, let's do it again. Let's do it again. It's obviously that feeling of keeping going when you hear the other part as well makes a difference. 3, 4. Happy?
Yep.
Should we try a run through and see what happens? Here it was good, it just lost a little bit of swing, didn't it? It just went a little bit straight. So dum dee dum dee dum dee dum, just try and keep that feeling going. Okay, let's give this a go. Okay, and we're about just over 4 minutes into the. Is that squeaky? Perhaps I should use this one. Okay. Do you feel in a good position? Yeah? And I'm going to get this paste in sorted. Good. Are you ready? Okay, so that's finding that first change, that's sort of switching to the E flat major chord, yeah? Okay. Here we go again. Where are we now? 5:20. Okay, you just keep it going, you've got it, haven't you? dum be dum be dum be dum ba ba ba. Let's go one more time. It's alright. Playing well. Something happens minor here and here, I think we have to live with it. But I think that everything else in between, you know, you can just play it absolutely bang on. So it's just a case of just making sure that we don't have any. Was it again, it was that slip because the chord change happens quicker on page two, sooner on page two than page one. Is that what it was? Mm. Yeah, was it there, wasn't it? Getting into that E flat chord because it comes in only after four bars instead of eight or something, doesn't it? So we know we can do it. Yeah? Should we go again? Just check our tempo. I think I want to make sure that in terms of just playing and playing and playing this, it's not just getting quicker and quicker. If it's 120. Okay, yeah, I think we're playing in that region, certainly. Just go for that, you know, getting overexcited and playing it and playing it and playing it. Just don't let it speed up, I think. Just keep it on top of what we've got. Thank you. could be the one. Did you feel alright with that one?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So it's going to start in about 10 minutes, isn't it? Just to know that. Okay? Well done. Well done. Should we play some example stuff now? So, order of pieces for this morning. Where would you like to...
Come on.
Well, I was hoping you'd have a plan in terms of knowing how you'd like to sort of take them through.
I
think, well, if, I guess if Life on Mars is the technical focus, probably leave that one till the last. Sort of just play the first two in whichever order you want to.
Oh, I'll just do it in the order of the book then.
So that nobody does it better first.
Yep.
Okay. Then here it comes.
You haven't stopped this.
Do you know what? I'll keep it going. You might play this even better than you played anything else before. You never know. Just a freak one-off that has never happened before, and we're good. Get it out of your system now, and it won't happen when you go downstairs. Still the counting in this bar, just not quite coming at the right point. And then generally after here, mentioned your tempo. Some of it was just getting a little bit out of the beat. Some was getting a little bit ahead. So just need to say, relax, listen. Just feel the beat, okay? Can we just play, how about play two bars before that second ending? I'll just count it through with you when we get there. Okay, that bit, one and two and three and four. Two, one, 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 one da 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 do do do. Okay? But once you're through it, just really focus in on that backing track, just to make sure that you don't sort of speed up. I don't think anything that you're playing there too slow. If anything, it was just pushing on more than it needed to. And especially when you get to his big chords as well, there's lots of time on that. More time than you think. I think you see all those sort of semi quavers, oh crap, you've got to go fast, but listen to the beat, you've got time. Okay? You know it well enough. Things that used to feel rushed don't need to feel rushed anymore, because you know it so well. Okay? Should we go on to the next one? With all pieces, just try and show there's as much dynamic range as you possibly can. Especially when you're playing pop songs to a backing track, there's a slight sense of everything sort of goes on pretty much the same, but yeah, you've got louder, quieter parts in every piece. Just make it as extreme as possible. Try and feel like you're overdoing it, and it'll hopefully come through about right. Okay? We're going to go on to Promise Me. Here it comes. If that comes up alright, that we could go with that one as well. Alright? Brilliant. Life on Mars, please. What I really like about that is how you sorted out your page turns. You've worked it out so that it's not a problem. You know what you can memorise, and that's really very impressive that you've really taken control of your own, how you're going to perform it that way. It's good. Very, very good. And are you happy with this one? It's still not going to go flying off?
I don't know. I'm just not going to turn the page.
What, you've memorised the whole third and fourth page?
Mm-hmm.
Fab. Okay. Let's go for it, shall we? Very, very good. Life on Mars. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well done.
It's great.
To memorise all the second two pages. Very, very impressive indeed. It's much improved, and clearly we're getting through that second page tons better than we were only 24 hours ago. Just still with some of these areas, there's just that tendency just to rush it just a touch, and you know it well enough, and you just try and listen, try and feel controlled, just try not to rush. Bum 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 diddling diddling do do do. It suddenly doesn't feel as rushed as it used to when you're first learning it. Okay, and I guess here as well. Okay, and then even here da 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 diddle 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 bing. Just got more time than you think. Okay, so just keep listening, keep relaxed, keep listening. You're gonna play very well. Happy? Good. Looking forward to next term, really. On to some new things. You've got that big book of piano solo stuff with Elton John and Billy Joel and fab people like that inside it. You've got the Grade 6 book as well?
Yeah.
Is there a piece you're going to sort of start to get going over the holidays?
Benny and the Jets.
Benny and the Jets. We started before, didn't we? Okay, good. There's also, do you know Logical Song by Supertramp? Mm. Have a listen to it. Everything in that Grade 6 book, get yourself on YouTube, get listening to all the originals and discover what you like and what you did. There's a fair bit of stuff that you might not know. So you discover stuff that you can't stand, or you'll discover stuff that you like, or you'll discover stuff and think, so I knew that, but didn't realise that I did. Okay? Right, improvisation. You've been working through lots of these?
Yeah.
Yeah? Any chords that are giving you any cause? Excuse the pun, chords for concern. Should we just try? What if we tried the very last one on number 10? Good. With sort of checking out things like a lot of these are E major, F minor, aren't they? Four sharps, four flats. Okay.
Is that major seven?
That's A flat major seven, yeah. Because with the major seventh, it's the note, this is the semitone away from the tonic. Whereas with the normal seventh, it's a tone away. Okay? I mean, if you get, keep it going. I mean, if you miss out some sevenths and you simplify some of these chords, then that's fine, just to keep it going. And the main thing is get the ideas out. It's not just about proving you know what a seventh chord is or a major seventh chord, but just that you've got some rhythmic ideas. So, is this the very bottom? Is it saying track 20? Yeah, it's going to sound like this. So, 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 1, 2 and a 1, 2 and a 1, 2. So you've got, hang on, that's what you say. 2, C minor, 7, back to F minor, 3, 4, D flat, minor 7, the F minor 7, A flat major 7 coming up, 5. It's not just about turning the chords, yeah, exactly.
Because if it's 12/8, do you do it?
Okay, so you basically, you do whatever. Yes, it does work well in 12 chords, because the beat's divided into 3, yes. But it could be sort of, just playing chords in particular rhythms. It's listening to that track and getting a sense of that rhythm, isn't it, that beat, and then just letting yourself go with some ideas. Okay? Let's try the whole thing one more time. If you can get some left hand in as well, that's fine, but if you're working on your right hand, don't be afraid to keep the left hand nice and simple. Okay? Here it comes again. Just let it go. And 1, 2, 3. about perhaps a drum support broken for ideas. Quite a lot, didn't it? Remember that you'll get it, the whole thing wants to practice, so you really get time to get into it, and then second time round is when you really start to really, really go for your performance. But when it loops that much, well, it's trying to feel that you're just injecting different ideas at different points, rather than thinking, right, here's an idea for this, and I'll just do that solidly for everything. So, yeah, some rhythm on chords. It could be some simple chords and a bit of rhythm on bass, maybe, or rhythmical chords, broken chords, trying to even create bits of melody. You know, if you're doing F minor, E flat, F minor. You know, if you just play around with the five notes from tonic to dominant off the chord, you can, you know, come up with very simple ideas that can be very effective. Okay, well done. Let's finish off this.